Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Zahran Alush, head of one of Syria's most powerful rebel groups, has been killed in an airstrike east of Damascus. It's seen as a significant blow to the armed opposition bolstering President Bashar al-Assad ahead of a new peace talk scheduled for early next year. Unconfirmed initial reports suggest the airstrike that killed Alush was carried out by Russian planes. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a brief stopover in Pakistan Friday and held talks with his counterpart, Nawaz Sharif. We get more now from Ayaz Ghul in Islamabad.
Pakistan's Foreign Secretary Ezaz Ahmed Chaudhry, who attended the meeting, told reporters the discussions were held in a cordial and positive atmosphere. He said the Indian Prime Minister telephoned Sharif late Friday morning and expressed his desire to undertake the goodwill visit, and the Pakistani Prime Minister welcomed the initiative as an important step to bring their rival nations closer. Chaudhry said the two leaders agreed to carry forward the recently resumed bilateral dialogue process and enhance bilateral contacts and work together to establish good neighborly relations. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Earlier Friday, while addressing Afghan lawmakers in Kabul, Modi called for greater regional cooperation to help the war-ravaged country overcome its challenges. An explosion at an industrial gas plant in southern Nigeria ignited an inferno, killing at least 100, injuring many others. That fire ignited Thursday at a gas plant in Anambra State when a gas truck exploded after unloading its contents. Reports say the resulting fire burned to death many of the people standing in line to refill their cooking gas containers. That fire raged for hours. This is VOA News. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has dissolved the country's 10 states and established 28 new ones in their place, a move critics say undermines the power-sharing deal signed in August after a two-year civil war. Rebel leadership has not yet issued a response to the president's action. President Kiir and rebel chief Riek Machar have repeatedly accused each other of breaking the peace deals. United Nations Children's Fund warning that poor rainfall and the El Nino weather phenomenon are putting hundreds of thousands of children at risk of hunger and disease in parts of eastern and southern Africa. That story now from Lisa Schlein.
The UN Children's Fund reports the well-being of hundreds of thousands of children already suffering from food shortages is likely to worsen under these conditions. Spokesman Christoph Bouyerak says it is particularly concerned about high levels of malnutrition among young children in Malawi.
Almost half of the children are already undernourished because Malawi struggles to cope with drought and with the first maize deficit in a decade.
Bouyerak says El Nino, severe flooding, and a prolonged drought, as well as a stagnant economy, have added to the country's food shortages. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A French journalist working in China says the Chinese government has ordered her to leave the country within a week following her reports about the Muslim Uyghur minority. Ursula Gauthier published a story last month that suggested China was using the recent terror attacks in Paris to justify crackdowns on Muslims in northwestern China. Chinese officials have said the article slandered government policies, and several Chinese state-run media outlets published editorials condemning the story. French officials have asked Chinese authorities to reverse their decision about Gauthier. Pope Francis called for reconciliation among fractured communities in his annual Christmas Day homily, presiding over a congregation of thousands at St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City. Elsewhere in the world, the Christmas Day celebration was especially poignant in the town of Bethlehem in the West Bank, where the Bible says Jesus was born. Christmas came earliest to people in Asia and the Pacific. President Obama celebrated Christmas in Hawaii with a visit to the Marine Corps base and leisure time with his family. Mr. Obama said his annual visit to the base has become one of his family's favorite things to do at the holidays because it allows him to thank members of the military service for the sacrifices of themselves and their families.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
again, and welcome to a very special edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host, and this is always one of my favorite shows of each and every year, as we salute the jazz musicians who've been nominated by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences for Grammy Awards. On this edition of Jazz America, we're going to salute the jazz musicians and singers, arrangers, composers, band leaders, and individual players who've been nominated by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, also known as NARIS, for Grammy Awards. They'll be awarded in February of 2016, but this is a great chance for us to look back at the year just about to pass and celebrate those great artists, not only in jazz categories, but other categories, proving that jazz permeates music of every style. Let's begin with an artist who is only a teenager. He was born in Denpasar in Bali in Indonesia in June of 2003. He's a young pianist. His name is Joey Alexander. And he first encountered a keyboard at the age of 6 and immediately began picking out the melody of Thelonious Monk's classic Well, You Needn't by ear. Of course, he was 6. He couldn't read music. He simply just heard the music and played it. Well, 5 years later, he has become one of the talks of the town in the jazz world. Joey Alexander is, by all accounts, and I can attest to this fact, having a blast making jazz at a high level. On his album, My Favorite Things, he proves that to be true, and he's just unnatural. I saw him at the Newport Jazz Festival with crowds all around him, people in front of the stage going wild at the incredible style that this young man, only in his early teens, has acquired and possesses. Well, since it was Thelonious Monk who inspired him first, let's give you a Thelonious Monk song, I Mean You, from My Favorite Things, nominated for 2 categories for Joey Alexander, as we salute the Grammy nominees, jazz musicians for this year on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
Since you left me, darling, the city doesn't feel right. On the street, the music stopped and the lights seem half as bright. Without your love, this old town's no fun at all. Without your love, I only hear the loudest voices, the ones with something new to sell. Yesterday, without your love, this old town's no fun at all. No, no. Without your love, I only see the drifting shadows of the losers and the lost. Till the sun rose over the skyline. Now you're gone, and the fear of winter grows. Just a place where the money flows, where the levels of
thank you.
we certainly wish all the Jazz Grammy nominees for this year the best of luck. And we began this edition of VOA's Jazz America, our salute to the Grammy nominees this year in the jazz categories and the jazz musicians in other categories, with two newcomers. That was Denise Donatelli, with her version of the Donald Fagen of Steely Dan classic, Big Noise New York, from her album Find a Heart. Nominated in a very competitive category every year, Best Jazz Vocal Album for 2015. Denise Donatelli, and we'll give you music from the other three nominees in that category, all talented women, later on here on Jazz America. Now let's turn to another competitive category, and that is Best Jazz Instrumental Album. Among the nominees, again this year, he's got quite a history with Grammy Awards, the great trumpeter from New Orleans, Terrence Blanchard, with his E-Collective band, blending acoustic and electric on his new release called Breathless. At the 2012 Detroit Jazz Festival, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, NARIS, the Grammy people, asked me to moderate a panel featuring Grammy winners Terrence Blanchard, Joe Lovano, and Gary Burton. Here's some of that conversation in that panel now.
Over the years, I played a lot of music by these three gentlemen that are here in our presence right now. My goodness, can you believe? We have, from New Orleans, Louisiana, the great trumpeter, Terrence Blanchard. And my first question to you three gentlemen, one after the other, we'll start with you, Terrence. Mm-hmm. How did it feel when you heard your name, saw your name, somebody called you for the first time and said, you're now Grammy Award winner, Terrence Blanchard?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about it for me, I didn't hear my name, because what happened was I was rehearsing to perform on the show, and we had left rehearsal, and I'm walking back, and you know, the Grammys is like being at a festival. You see a bunch of people you know, a bunch of people you haven't seen in a while, so you're always trying to catch up, and you're standing there talking. And as I was standing there talking to some folks, my road manager at the time, he goes, you won. I'm like, what are you saying? He said, you won. I said, what? And he goes, expletive, you won. So I ran into the thing, and there was my wife jumping up and down. The most embarrassing thing about winning a Grammy Award is not having a breath to accept the award, because I was out of breath running up the steps, you know, and I had the thing prepared, and I just could say, thank you. But I accepted it on behalf of the people in New Orleans, because for me it was very meaningful, because that Grammy, that album was all about, you know, people surviving, you know, Hurricane Katrina and everything that they've gone through. And I kind of felt like I wasn't responsible for that music. I kind of felt like that music came through me from all of the efforts of people in the community and everything that they were going through. So I was very proud to win the Grammy, just because of what it meant, not only to me, but for the community in New Orleans. And it was one of those things that was kind of a pick-me-up for a lot of people who were aware of what was going on with that CD and how, you know, NARIS decided to recognize us for our efforts in terms of telling a story about the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina.
Well, as you heard, Terrence Blanchard was breathless when he ran to get his first Grammy Award. Well, that's the name of his new release, Grammy nominated this year. It's E-Collective, his electric band, with Terrence Blanchard from the album Breathless, with the song Tom and Jerry on Jazz America from VOA 1.
This is Michael Leake from Snarky Puppy, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America. We'll be right back.
Atachafala is the name of the song you just heard. It's by Snarky Puppy and Metropole Orquest from the album Silva, nominated for a Grammy Award in the Best Contemporary Instrumental Album category this year. Interesting story with Snarky Puppy and Metropole Orquest coming together. Metropole Orquest is from the Netherlands, and they got together for the first time in 1945. Well, Snarky Puppy, led by young Mr. Michael League, he and his fellow bandmates in Snarky Puppy first got together at North Texas University in Denton, Texas, earlier in the 20th century. They were playing in the Netherlands, and the leader of Metropole Orquest approached them and said, "We'd love to work with you." Michael League was excited about that, and voila, they have a Grammy nomination. Congratulations to them. More Grammy-nominated music coming up, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, which reads as follows. Dear Mr. Russ Davis, hello, Joe from China. I am a jazz lover in China, and I've been tuning into your programs for a number of years, since college times back in the 1990s. He went on to say that he'd been downloading the Jazz America program by a file transfer program server, but now it was not available because he cannot listen to the VOA website in China, and that was the way he heard Jazz America. Well, I went on to explain to him, and to you too, if you like, you can listen to the Jazz America program anytime you want. It is available online on my own personal Moja Radio website, MOJARADIO.com. M-O for modern, J-A for jazz, MojaRadio.com. And there, just click on the Voice of America logo, and you'll be able to hear the show whenever you want to. Well, our listener went on to say that he'd like to hear some Frank Sinatra or some Nora Jones. And he told me that I should enjoy a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Lots of thanks and best wishes. Zhou Julin from Bingbu Ahui, China. Well, thank you so much. And now let me give you some music from one of the Grammy-nominated works this year. A little bit of classic jazz won a Grammy nomination in the Best Historical Album category. The compilation put together by pianist Jerry Allen, along with some other musicians and folks working with her. It's Errol Garner from the Complete Concert by the Sea release, which came out some years ago, and it was a performance live on the California coast in the beautiful city of Carmel. And from that, let's enjoy a piece entitled Mambo Carmel. Errol Garner, produced by Jerry Allen, on VOA's Jazz America as we salute the Grammy nominees this year. Thank you.
Another of the great vocalists in the Best Jazz Vocal category for the Grammy Award this year, Lorraine Feather, who, by the way, I discovered, shares a birthday with me. We were both born on the 10th of September. That's a song entitled Wait For It, with a Latin flavor, if you will, two Latin-flavored pieces back-to-back on this edition of Jazz America. And by the way, Lorraine Feather co-wrote every song on this album. She co-wrote the song you just heard with another Grammy Award winner in his own right, Dave Grusin, the great pianist who worked with her on that song titled Wait For It from Flirting With Disaster. Well, coming up with a Grammy nomination in the Best Improvised Jazz Solo category is Christian McBride for his bass work on Cherokee, the Ray Noble classic from the album Live at the Village Vanguard with his Christian McBride trio. Let's talk to Christian, then hear the song here on VOA's Jazz America.
The history of jazz, much of it has been written inside little clubs, little smoky clubs with a handful of people playing. And now jazz has gone uptown in such an incredible way. Man. Institutes keeping the music alive, perpetuating it and teaching it to children. It's never been like this before.
Right.
And like everything, I suppose, it's a little bit good and a little bit bad. Right. Do you see it that way?
Of course. There's always there's two sides to everything. And one of the great things about jazz being such a global I won't say phenomenon, but it's so well respected on such higher levels of learning now than it ever has been. Obviously, that's a great thing because, you know, kids can go to school, you know, to really focus on learning how to play jazz. But at the same time, the heart and the real core of the music is still at ground zero, and the ground zero is in those smoky clubs and bars. We can never really get too far away from that. You know, from all of the schools and all of the you know, the institutes and all of the great outlets that they have for learning nowadays, we can never forget that the music comes from the people, from the hardcore source.
Thank you very much.
With a Grammy nomination for his solo bass-playing work on the song you just heard, Cherokee, from the Christian McBride Trio live at the Village Vanguard. Hope you enjoyed that. And here's more Grammy-nominated work, this time from one of the up-and-coming artists, never with a Grammy nomination before, the Wayne Wallace Latin Jazz Quintet from the Latin Jazz Album category, from the album Intercambio. Here's a piece entitled Casa del Sol on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Bye.
saxophonist Joshua Redman getting a Grammy nomination for his solo work on his collaboration with the Bad Plus. More Grammy nominees from this year coming up next hour.